Your father is sick. I want to talk to you about health. In the book of Genesis chapter 48, we see Yaakov, Jacob, as a very old man. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, 'Indeed, your father is sick.'" Verse 10, "Now the eyes of Yisrael were dim with age, so that he could not see." Let's stop right here and look at these passages a little bit deeper. It is very common, for obvious reasons, for us to believe that as we grow older, our body is going to cease to function correctly. I am here to tell you that it is possible to die a very old man or woman without having all the negative aging effects. This is a biblical concept as well. Let me give you a scripture to store inside and then give you two biblical examples of people who defied the aging process. First, store this and hoard this. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. "With God, all things are possible." Please turn with me to the book of Joshua chapter 14. In this chapter, we see Caleb speaking with Joshua, the only two people who survived the 40-year wilderness excursion. Caleb says to Joshua in verse 10, "And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, verse 11, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in." Here, Caleb is an 85-year-old man who's as strong as he was when he was in his youth. Please turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34. In this chapter, we see the death of Moses. The Bible says in verse 7, Moses was 120 years old when he died. Did you catch that? 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Talk about nice genetics. No, it wasn't genetics, it was the presence and power of God. If you are sick or would just like to get more healthy, I want to give you 5 reasons on how you might get better. Number 1, confess your sins and be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." Thus, if you confess your sins, you'll have less of death hanging around you. Number 2, take communion. Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 34, to examine ourselves before taking communion. Check it out. In verse 29, he says, "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." That is speaking of death. If we get sick and even die by taking communion in an unworthy manner, then we can conclude that we will get healthier if we take it in a worthy manner. Numbers 3 and 4, have someone pray for you and get anointed with oil. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 say, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." Finally, number 5, pray for yourself. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 20, we see the prophet Yeshayah, Isaiah, going to King Hezekiah. In verse 1, he says, "Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Verse 2, "Then he," that is the king, "turned to his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord." Verse 5, "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you." If you desire improved health for any reason at all, let's make some kingdom declarations together. Please repeat after me in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare life and life abundantly. I declare healing and perfect health. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.